This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is deeply troubling along many levels, but among the most significant levels is it really impedes our ability to do this investigation the way we should.
It was a deeply disturbing turn today and certainly a body blow to the investigation, and we'll have to see whether we can overcome it.
All right, Adam Schiff, who is the congressman from California, talks about, as you just heard there, what's happening on the Hill in two different directions, really, talking about the White House and what was withheld and information, etc., and looking at his Twitter, which I just did. He says, what kind of party deems advancing the date when people are thrown off their health care an improvement? And then in talking about the Russian situation, he says Manafort worked with the oligarch to advance Putin's interest and was Trump's campaign chair when Russia released stolen documents. So there's a couple of things floating around in Washington, D.C., and one of them is what is going on with Russia and the president, meaning the story goes that the FBI, they're being careful what they're saying, but they're saying that they've got some intel, and the intel could prove to be damaging to the Trump administration as far as some of the people around Donald Trump trying to gun for Hillary Clinton when they were both running against each other, obviously, for president. And Congressman Nunes from California didn't identify transition members that were swept up in the surveillance, saying he has viewed dozens of intelligence reports that appeared legal but perhaps inappropriate. He says, what I've read bothers me, and I think it should bother the president himself and his team because some of it appears to be inappropriate, but that's what he's saying. And he's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and he's saying that communications involving members of President Trump's transition team, possibly including the president's, you know, these transition groups, were incidentally collected by U.S. intelligence officials following the November election. So keep your eye on what's going there, and And of course, I mentioned Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff from California, who asserted that the information should have been shared with other committee members who are engaged in a review of Russia's election interference. So this Russia question, by the way, is not going away. As for the House and the Republicans, they're not behind this new health care bill, so it right now, it's not going anywhere. At this point, zippo. It's stuck, basically. Let's go out to Grim right from the get-go. Hi, Grim.
Hey, Kate. Data farming was the word we were looking for last night.
Oh, yeah. That's
exactly what we heard all day today.
Yeah.
Ain't I good?
You're right.
But here's the thing. Here's what the last two nights have been all about. The statement Trump made a few months ago was, I know how D.C. works. Remember that?
Yes.
This could be a ploy. And Comey could be doing his ploy from the time he announced what he did to Hillary during her campaign about the email scandal, because you have to go back to J. Edgar Hoover and his wiretapping and how he held supreme power, because that's what these nut jobs are about. Pardon me.
Yeah.
pardon me there, but that's the way I kind of view it. Because
right.
You know, it should be about the good for the people, being a steward of good nature. That's what it should be.
I like
be
that.
About.
It should be. Well, you just said it. It should be.
And they've lost sight because of power, you know?
Yeah, it's all about power.
Yeah, in D.C., it's most definitely because power leads to everything. Whereas with Trump, as a businessman, money leads to everything and gives him power.
Right.
You know, I mean, people have to learn these things. You got to, you know, grow with wisdom and learn, you know? It's just like, I can't remember the exact old saying, but you can't be all three at once, you know, religiously justified, powerfully justified, and something else. I can't remember. You just can't be all three at once. It's just impossible because, you know, one happens to violate the other. My dad used to say, and I can't remember.
Yeah.
You know,
I like your dad. You know, your dad was a smart guy. He said a few smart things to you that you'll say on the air. That
he was an old Tennessean.
Yeah.
I mean, his neighbor four doors down was the descendant of one of the most famous Americans there is.
Yeah.
Crockett.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, you know, he had a pistol from him. But let's go
is
to
that
the
right?
health bill. Oh, yeah. He got stolen in Denver.
Wow.
During the flood, he lost a lot of stuff in the flood, but that's another story. You have to get the book if I ever write it here. But anyhow, I've just watched Trump because I think what he's trying to do is backdoor the Democrats. And let's face it, you know, without actually saying go after Hillary, Jeff, you know, by him opening the door to this data farming opens the door to them too, and then you're going to start hearing them say, "Well, what about the Democrats? What about the Democrats?" Right?
Right.
Because they got to be doing the same thing to them as they did to him.
Yeah.
It's just a business thing of weeding out someone auspiciously, you know, incidentally, you know, without because you know that's a vague thing when he says, you know. Trump Tower has been wiretapped with no specific dates or anything else. I mean, that's a generalized statement, and it's hard to disprove one. Period.
Yeah.
See where I'm coming from? This is where I listen. This is what I hear. And I remember him saying, I know how D.C. works. So he's just using reverse psychology, possibly. But that's why I see him working it. Even as a businessman, he'd do the same thing in his own business to weed out those that are trying to advance themselves upon him and against his agenda in his business. That's just the way businesses work.
Right.
But, to this health care thing, the problem that they haven't, they still need to put themselves in it. We still need the first part of the bill to say that this is the American health bill. And Democrats should jump on this because, hey, them having their own private, isn't that discriminatory?
Yeah.
Aren't they always fighting against discrimination? Come on. What's so special about you, Nancy?
Oh, that's funny. What's so special about you? Let's just, I think we just start all over, Grim. That's what we do. Hang with us. Odds and Ends on the flip side here on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey, darling, my head's on fire. Feel like something's gonna happen soon. And I've been waiting to see
here a little bit. I want to do some odds and ends, meaning some of what you might have missed. And we've been talking a lot about healthcare, obviously. We've been talking about all the hits, playing the hits that are coming out of Washington, D.C. But what else is going on? And also, coming up in our next segment, Jeff Jurian joins us. You do not want to miss this guy. You know, my quest to be funny, I've had lots of run-ins with comedians. I've done some for fun. I've done a few, I will confess, open mic nights. I'll tell you what. You want to really lay it on the line, go to an open mic night in a comedy club. And if you can get on the stage and you do 3 minutes, it'll be the longest 3 minutes of your life. I promise you that. Promise you that. Anyway, Jeff Jurian is hilarious. He knows everybody, I swear, in the comedy world. I mean, you name them. Current, past, you know, can go back. He goes all the way back. Goes back to Milton Berle. And he just has such a way about him. And I think in mixing in what he thinks is funny and how to be funny, you'll find incredibly intriguing. When Robin Williams died and Joan Rivers died, he knew both of them, and he was on all over the place talking about what they meant to the comedy world. And he is a guy, like I said, who has interviewed just about everyone you can imagine. I think he's an incredibly talented and very, very funny guy. So that's coming up. You don't want to miss that in our next segment. In the meantime, the odds and ends that you might have missed include this story about the South Korean ferry that sank 3 years ago and was actually lifted up. Remember the story? It was, you know, these things are heavy. It was 6,800 ton ferry that at 3 years after it capsized and it sank, and it was just an emotional, horrible thing because so many kids were killed when this ferry went down. This is how I'm marking time, because I remember when it was happening, talking about it here on America Tonight. And, you know, 300 people, most were students on a high school trip, just died when it sank in April 16th. And there was such grief and whatnot, and these public safety and regulatory failures were outlined, and the public outrage over what was a botched rescue job, what was seen that way, just really rolled up on the South Korean people. So finally, workers on two barges started the salvaging of this ferry, and they came up with 66 cables connected to metal beams, and it had been lying on its side in about 130 feet of water. And so finally, they were able to pull it up, and it was raised enough where workers could climb on it and fasten it to the barges and all that stuff. And the bodies of 295 passengers were recovered after it sank, 9 still missing. Relatives were watching from 2 fishing boats outside of the operation area. They were hoping that remains would be found inside the ferry. One of the people who was there was the mother of a missing 17-year-old girl and was talking to a television crew as the boat came, you know, approached the salvaging site and whatnot. Can you imagine how emotional that would be? And I remember when that happened, that it was just the fact that that all those people were killed and what a disaster it was, and how the whole safety features were just completely ignored, and how many people could have been saved. It was just a good reminder of paying attention to those kinds of things when you're on these boats. And the kids, I mean, this was a big outing. The kids, what were the kids going to do? They were trying to figure out, what they could do. And there wasn't much. It was it was one of those situations where they were telling people to just stay and don't worry and don't worry. And, of course, the don't worry doesn't work. And it didn't work in that case. And it was, again, just absolutely incredibly emotional and incredibly, incredibly sad. All right, so how about this? Here's another little odds and ends moment here on America Tonight. You know, I say this, that I really don't watch much TV. And if I do, it's that news junkie kind of thing that comes out in me, or documentaries or sports or sometimes financial shows or whatnot, maybe more movies than probably anything else. But if when I talk about those movies, a lot of times it's a streaming on Netflix thing. If you ever heard the show when it was jacking up the price, oh, I just trashed Netflix. I thought it was ridiculous. And they won me back over with what they stream and the programming that they offer. And one of the guys who I think, you know, we have a funny comedian coming on, a guy who I think is one of the funniest guys, if you like my kind of humor, is Louis C.K. Oh, he is so, I think he is so funny with everyday humor. He's very sarcastic, but incredibly, incredibly funny. And one of the things that Netflix does, because, you know, we do our cheap movie reviews on Thursday into Friday into the weekends, they start to re-release old movies. And I was looking at some of the old movies that they're releasing. I mean, they've, you know, got a combination of original programming and older movies. Remember Gremlins? Oh, that was like an 80s. If you were in grade school, you had to go see Gremlins. And then I was looking at the list, and besides Gremlins, another 80s classic, Nightmare on Elm Street, how many Halloween costumes were Freddy after seeing the popularity of Nightmare on Elm Street? And if all of that is just too gory for you, here's one that would have made my, certainly would have made my list. And it was a funny movie called Cool Runnings. Remember the Jamaican bobsledders? It's very, very funny, well done movie. Really well done movie. And then there's, you know, other movies that, like Schindler's List, Scooby-Doo, Thunderstruck. I'll tell you, a Clint Eastwood movie I like, Trouble with the Curve. I thought that was a pretty good movie. But anyway, Netflix does that thing where they have original Netflix films, and then they have, just like Amazon's now in that game, and then they release classics. And some of the classics, I think, are pretty interesting. All this, like all the Supermans, you could just have a Superman fest and watch Superman 2, 3, 4, Superman Returns. You could just have, like, again, a field day with the whole Superman thing, or X-Files, or some of those other television shows and movies that were kind of maybe back-to-back. And I think some of the early Supermans connected, but some of the others probably didn't. You know, because they were too many years later, somebody else played Superman. I thought Christopher Reeves did a great Superman. He might have nailed it the best. The current one, Henry Cavill, I think his name is, he's pretty good, too. I would put him right up there. Also on the odds and ends list, just a quick reminder, Final Four, we are doing a Nail the Score, but not till we get to the Final Four. When we get there, I'll announce that. That'll happen in another week or two. And we'll do Final Four and Championship Game. Jeff Furian next here on America Tonight.
Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Short people have long faces, and long people have short faces. Big people have little humor, and little people have no humor at all.
And in the words of that immortal bard, Samuel J. Snodgrass, as he was about to be led to the guillotine,
make them laugh, make them laugh.
Don't so what is funny, and how do you use humor when you're speaking, and, you know, what is it that we think... And this is such a tough question. What do we think is funny today versus, I don't know, 10 years ago and decades before? Or is it all the same? Joining us now, what a thrill, what a pleasure to have Jeffrey Gurian on this show. He is a comedian, a comedy writer, an author. He's got a couple of new books, and we're going to talk about those as well here. Hi, Jeffrey. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Hi, Kate. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on with you.
So, you know, you've done this for decades, and this is a tough question, but what is funny today versus what was funny in the past, or is it all the same?
Well, you're right. It is a very tough question, because funny changes, you know, funny changes from day to day. I've had the honor of working with some of the real legendary comedians, the greats like, you know, Milton Berle and Jerry Lewis, so I go back a while, and funny then was like one-liner jokes, which is very rare today. Today they do mostly observational humor, like Jerry Seinfeld would do, or Robert Klein, who was one of the first people to do observational humor. Like, have you ever noticed that this happened, you know? Things that people can relate to. So it's different there. Plus, today there are so many more comedians than there used to be. I mean, almost everybody's a comedian these days. It's crazy. When you go out to the clubs, I cover the comedy scene in New York for a column that I write as well. And so I'm out every night, and there are comedians that I've never heard of, and a lot of them are very funny. And everybody's talking about something different. So it's really hard to say what's funny today as opposed to what was funny before. But there are so many other things to talk about today because we have technology, which we didn't have in the old days, you know. And a lot of people want to talk about online dating and texting. You know, everybody's texting these days. It's gotten to the point where you get upset if someone actually calls you, you know, because...
True.
You're like, why didn't you text me? You know, you have to text, you know?
Yeah.
And so there are so many different things to talk about these days than there were years ago. But the comedy itself is very different.
And it's interesting, too, with people who think they're funny. And there are a lot of speakers who use humor. So they aren't necessarily always on the big stages or in some of the smaller comedy clubs. But they're speaking and using humor in whether they're talking about communications or they're talking about leadership or whatever. What would you say works if you're in those situations? Because I think humor really sells, even if you're a speaker.
Well, of course, and humor is the best way to carry a message. People tune in much more when you make something funny. But you have to change. Like, for instance, I once wrote a speech for Ernie Anastas, who did a speech at the White House. And if you're not a stand-up comedian, you don't want to try and come across as someone who's trying to tell jokes and be a stand-up comedian. You want to just come across as being clever. You know, like if you're writing for a singer... Again, singers have to be clever. They have to have a little patter between their songs. So humor is a great way to carry a message. I look at humor as a healing force. I recently was the opening night comedian at the Martin Luther King Comedy Festival, and I was the only white performer on the festival. And it was a great honor to me. And in the middle of the festival, I said to them, are you guys into racial humor? And they said, yes. They were very enthusiastic. And everyone was laughing, and it was an amazing thing. And I thanked the audience for being open to laughing at themselves and at each other, because that's how we heal. There are certain comedians that do that. They're very inclusive. And I really look at comedy as a healing force and as a way of carrying a message. So no matter what you're talking about, you can make it humorous. And there are a lot of speakers who specialize in humor. I'm sure that you do when you do your talk.
Mm, I do. Yeah, it's loaded with that. And you're right. It's observational humor. And I think it's interesting to explore that. And you brought it up at the top. You know, talking about technology was great. There's a lot that you can use with technology. What else would you say are some great kind of tips or clues that people listening to us could maybe use in their everyday life when it comes to observational humor? What should they be looking for?
Well, you try and talk about things that everybody relates to. Like when I'll talk about cell phones, everyone, or beards. Everyone has a beard these days, right?
Yep.
I usually apologize to my audience for not having any facial hair, you know, for not having a beard, because not everyone grows a good beard, you know. Some guys get these perfect beards, other guys get this patchy stuff, long hair is horrible, horrible looking. So you talk about things that people can relate to on an everyday basis. Cell phones. Everyone's got a cell phone these days. So, you know, I try and pick things that I find are funny, traveling, going through customs. You know, if you're a speaker and you're speaking in another country, then it's very natural to talk about traveling and the things that happen to you when you travel. And it's interesting because what makes things funny to people is that it's something that everyone has experienced, but comedians see it in a different way. We see the world in many levels. Most people experience the world on a very superficial level. So when you bring in these little nuances, they laugh because they relate to it. They think it's funny. And no matter where you go, you can talk about things like traveling, going on an airplane, and as I said, going through customs, the silly questions that they ask you when you're going through customs. I actually bring a customs form with me when I go on stage. These are questions that they supposedly ask you to protect our country from terrorists. Are you traveling with fruits or vegetables or insects? They actually ask you if you have insects. Who's traveling with insects? What country are we encouraging people to come here from where they even consider packing insects? You know, hey, honey, did you pack the bees? You know, who's going away with a, you know, do you have any soil with you, they ask you. Yeah, of course I have soil. I'm a well-known farmer. You know, I have two suitcases packed with soil just in case I'm in the mood to plant something while I'm away. You know,
yeah,
so
that's
you talk about things that people can relate to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's it. You're spot on. Take the ordinary and reverse engineer it. That's what you say. If you have humor in your life, or you're a humorist or a comedian or however you want to bill it, that's what you do. You're kind of reverse engineering. Why is this? You're asking that question, have you ever noticed, that you mentioned in the beginning when you talk about observational humor.
Well, life is a struggle. And it may look easy to some people, you know, but we're all struggling. Every day things come up that you don't expect, because the only place you can control your life is maybe in your home. As soon as you walk out that door, you're at the mercy of the universe, whatever that has in store for you that day. You know?
Right. Yeah.
And so we're all involved in that daily struggle. And so if you can pick things from that, people relate to it, because it's not just you. We don't talk to people enough, so we think it's just us. Like, we're the ultimate victim of the universe.
Yeah, you know? I love that. Yeah, absolutely. So you have two books and laughing legends about the history of the legendary comedy club, The Comic Strip, with an intro by Chris Rock. Tell me about that. That's on Amazon. How'd this book come about?
Well, I was drawn to this. I was at the Comic Strip one day, which is the only club that's still open in New York City since 1976. You know, it was the third big comedy club that had opened. And I was there with Gilbert Gottfried, one of my favorite comedians in the world. And we were kind of coaching Ann Curry on how to do stand-up comedy for an event that she had to go to. And I looked around at the walls, and I saw all these famous names that came out of this club. Jerry Seinfeld and Billy Crystal and Ray Romano and Susie Essman, Lisa Lampanelli. And I said to the owner, Richie Tinkin, have you ever done a book on this club? People need to know about this. And he said, you know, well, a lot of people had offered it to him. So he came to my house, and he saw the pictures on my wall. He said, you have more pictures in your house than I have in the club. He couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. So he said to me, I think maybe you're the guy to do this book. And I was honored by being given the opportunity to do this book. So for 4 years, I worked on this, and I interviewed everybody. You know, as I said, Jerry Seinfeld, who spent the first 4 years of his career in that club until he went to L.A. in 1980. Chris Rock, who was discovered by Eddie Murphy there. Richie was Eddie Murphy's manager for the first 11 years of his career. And Lisa Lampanelli, Larry Miller, George Wallace, Louis Black, Jim Gaffigan, all these people started at this one club, and I was amazed at how that happened. So I sat with each of them, and we did these interviews, and they told me intimate, funny stories of how they got started. You know, Colin Quinn was a bartender there, and they told him that he couldn't perform unless he quit his job. So he had to quit his job as a bartender in order to perform. And Ray Romano started performing under the name Jackie Roberts. I don't know if you know that. It's a little-known story, because in those days there was a lottery in order to perform. They had to pick your name out of a hat. So to double his chances, he brought a friend with him. And he couldn't find a guy, so he brought a girl. So he said to her, well, look, if they pick you, you have to use an androgynous name. I can't go up under a girl's name. So she picked Jackie Roberts. And, of course, his name got picked. And he had to go on stage as Jackie Roberts. And he did. He was a hit. He was very funny. And they invited him back. And he was afraid to tell them that he lied about his name. So for the first 3 months of his career, he performed under the name Jackie Roberts. So this book is a compilation of stories and great pictures of all these comedians in the early days, you know, and it's wonderful inside stories. As I said, it took me 4 years. I flew out to L.A. to interview Billy Crystal. He was the only one that didn't come into the club because he was out in L.A., and I couldn't miss the opportunity to interview him. And if you're a student of comedy, if you love comedy history and you love these comedians, it's a great read because it's really inside stories and how they all wound up at the Comic Strip, which is still functioning and doing well after all these years.
All right, Jeff, hang on a second, and we have more to talk about. We're going to do that on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Hey, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
And we've been talking about, Jeff, the two books that you have, and boy, fascinating insights.
If you're a student of comedy, if you love comedy history and you love these comedians, it's a great read because it's really inside stories and how they all wound up at the comic strip, which is still functioning and doing well after all these years, 40 years. You know, the other clubs were like, the Improv had opened in 63, which was the first comedy club, and then Catch a Rising Star, and those clubs are no longer in New York. So this is the only club that is still open and functioning, and I thought it was amazing. So it was a thrill for me to do this book and to sit with all these people. You know, Judd Apatow, the king of Hollywood, wrote me a great blurb for the cover, and on the back is Bob Saget, Richard Lewis, and Nick Kroll. You know, I don't know if you know, but I'm the first Too Much Tuna guy. You know about that?
I didn't know that. Too Much Tuna, that's you, huh?
Nick Kroll and John Mulaney pranked me with Too Much Tuna. They just had a show on Broadway called Oh Hello, which ran for a few months, a very hit show. Every big star in the world wanted to be on as a guest star. And during the show, they prank you with a very big tuna sandwich. And it sounds very silly, but it caught on and it went viral. And I was the first Too Much Tuna guy. They brought me out to L.A., and we shot it for Comedy Central on the Kroll show. and they made me a special jacket. Are you familiar with the Guardian Angels? You know,
yeah,
like Curtis
absolutely.
Lee,
yeah. Well, I know Curtis, yeah.
Curtis is a very dear friend of mine. Nick Kroll and John Mulaney made me a jacket. Instead of the Guardian Angels, mine says Gurian Angels. And they made me the head of security for the show, which was hilarious. And they had me on the red carpet for their Broadway opening. And it was really so fun. And then two nights later, I brought Curtis Lewa to the show. They didn't know that I knew him. So he came wearing his Guardian Angels jacket, and I came wearing my Gurian Angels jacket. And we made sure that everyone was under control, that no fights broke out. Broadway's rough. You never know what's going to happen on Broadway.
Of course. And then, so that book sounds fabulous. And then you have another one to boot. So you're a busy guy, man. What a scribe. Right now, it's like the Ten Commandments. You keep writing, writing, writing. And this
An
book
embarrassment
is
of riches.
Yeah. So your next book is Man Robs Bank with His Chin and Other Unusual Stories Missed by Mainstream Media. That's intriguing. Tell us about that.
Well, you can tell right away from the title that it's a very serious book. Man Robs Bank with His Chin. Yeah. You know, I used to write for the legendary Weekly World News. I grew up reading this. I mean, it was an amazing thing. It was the precursor to The Onion. And I had my own column called Gurian's World of the Bizarre. And it's stories like, you know, man with infant's head sues for discrimination. George Washington wore wooden pants. I don't know if you know about that. I mean, like, so many people thought he had wooden teeth.
But the
truth
pants.
Was, it was yeah. his pants, wooden pants. You remember when he chopped down the cherry tree?
Yeah.
It was to get softer wood for his pants. He had been wearing mahogany pants. And, you know, cherry wood is a lot softer. It's
yeah.
very difficult. And you know that famous picture of him crossing the Delaware?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, that's why he was standing up in the boat. You can't sit down in wooden pants. It's very hard to do that. So I have all these stories that many people are not aware of that are missed by mainstream media. Hunter lost in wilderness, saved by his mustache. You
Love
probably
it.
Haven't heard about that,
no,
right?
No, I don't know that story.
He was lost in the cold and his mustache magnetized and turned into a compass. He realized that his mustache was spinning and it pointed north, and it saved his life. It got him out of the woods. And his wife said, I always hated that mustache. Who knew that it would save his life?
Love
I have
it.
a lot of stories about facial hair. You know, High Roller wears mustache made out of gold. You know, it's like he showed up at a casino wearing a highly polished mustache, so highly polished that it damaged the eyes of the dealer. And now there's a big lawsuit. You know, a lot of my stories end up with lawsuits, you know, but there are stories like tap dancing for the criminally insane, you know, which is a new technique that they're using to calm down violent criminals, teaching
wow.
them tap dancing. Can you imagine?
No, can't. Tap their way right out of prison. That's crazy. That's
yeah, I
crazy.
Mean, this one guy was a cannibal. He said if only he hadn't eaten his parents, he could have been the next Gene Kelly. It's, you know, unbelievable. Man,
yeah.
man removes own appendix using beer as anesthetic.
Wow.
So it's all these stories, and the guy who wrote the foreword to this book, his name is Scott Dickers. He created The Onion.
Wow.
And so that was a great
funny.
Honor because he said that these stories were an inspiration for The Onion, you know? And
yeah.
Richard Lewis kind of summed it up. He wrote a blurb for the cover, and he said, these hilarious stories and the author's longtime reputation as a top comedian makes you wonder why he isn't selling out clubs in North Korea.
Yeah, more kimchi, please, please.
Exactly.
Oh,
so for all of your listeners who like absurd humor, very bizarre humor, this is the book for them. Man Robs Bank with His Chin.
I love it.
It's also on Amazon.
I could talk to you all day long, but we are out of time. Jeffrey Gurian,
so
you are hilarious. I want to tell people to go to Amazon to get the books and also at Jeffrey Gurian on Twitter, hashtag Jeffrey Gurian on Instagram. Definitely follow this guy. Jeffrey, thanks so much
and
for spending time with us.
And if they can come to my website, they'll see all my videos with Jimmy Fallon, everybody, comedymatterstv.com.
Love it. Love it. We're going there now. Jeffrey, thank you so much.
And thank you, Kate. It was so fun being on with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Wow. What a funny guy, and his story is priceless. Nathan Reeder, you're a fan of comedy or laughing. Who do you have a favorite comedian? What do you find funny?
I Man, I'm an awkward person myself, and I like it when people can fit the comedy into something that maybe not everyone understands, and maybe isn't quite funny at the moment, or it is funny at the moment and maybe takes a lot of thinking, or it takes no thinking, you know. I kind of like that millennial trend where it's like, well, we'll just go with weird and awkward and crazy. But I like it when it's really smart. I like that kind of comedy. I mean, yeah, Louis C.K.
I love Louis C.K.
Portlandia is a great project going right now. I liked Kids in the Hall and White as Kids, You Know, and the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah, we like a lot of the same comedy. I love Portlandia. I think that it's ingenious. It wraps that sarcasm, the obvious, not obvious, awkward. You know, Fred Armisen is fabulous, and Carrie Brownstein is hilarious, too. And just what they are able to do is amazing. And Louis C.K., he reverse engineers life. So he looks at something, you say, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, and that it's not the obvious. He's good.
Well, who was our guest here?
Jeff Gurian.
Jeff Gurian described it pretty well, insofar as some of the newer comedy still being observational since the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's just getting a little smarter, and we have quicker words, I guess, quicker ideas, semiotics.
Yeah, yeah, interesting stuff. I thought that was it was good. And of course, we've been talking about comedy here on the show, and we're going to get more comedians and whatnot, more people on the show to talk about comedy. And there's something about, I don't know, there's something about cutting the tension with a joke, whether it's in a more serious setting or not quite a serious setting. And, of course, I mean, to me, there's no question humor rules. Definitely. And I know probably for some of you it's the same way. Or maybe it's not. You need to lighten up if it's not. And comedy is personal. Some, you know, where Nathan and I both mentioned a couple of the same people that we liked. I like Jim Gaffigan. I like Amy Schumer. A lot of people don't like Amy Schumer, but I get her humor, and I totally appreciate it. And, you know, there's clean comedy, and then there's just completely blue comedy, and it depends on your sensitivity. It depends on, frankly, what you think is funny, whether it is that observational humor or it's the old style of boom, boom, punch, boom, boom, punch. You know, give me the setup and then get to the punch. And that's old style comedy that does still work for some people. Of course, it depends on who it is. You know, like if you go back and you look at Rodney Dangerfield, for example, and he had some really funny lines. And if you go back and look at some of the older comedians and look at the brilliance of how they told some of those jokes, I can really appreciate the setup, the punchlines, and how they looked at what was funny then. Thanks so much, as always, to Nathan and the rest of the crew, of course, at the Mothership, and all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.